Blog Talk Radio.
Always time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you for spending your time here with me. I really appreciate all my listeners. I love all the emails that I get and the comments. I'm so grateful to have all of you in my little Reality Spirituality family. Now, for my new listeners, I get a few questions. What the hell is Reality Spirituality? What kind of show is that? Well, Reality Spirituality, it's not a religion. It's a show. It's a way of living connected. And when I say connected, I mean connected to the highest energy source ever. I use the term universe. Some people say higher power, source energy, God, whatever term you want to use. The highest energy source for me is the universe. And living connected means, this is exactly what it means, whatever happens to you, whatever external circumstances, whatever people say, do, whatever events, whatever situation you are in, it has no effect on your internal temperature gauge. It has no effect on your peace, on your contentment. It has no effect because you are connected to the universe in every waking moment. Now, one of the things I like to share is, you know, this thing energy, this thing called energy. Well, we all are energy. We are made up of energy. And with that said, energies can be measured by their vibration, by its vibration. And so we are vibrating beings. We are actually, excuse me, a little technical, we're actually vibrating beings. And with that said, vibrating, what does that mean? Well, you can feel the difference between being angry, sad, disappointed, irritated, annoyed. You can feel the difference between that state and the feeling of being happy internally, peace, knowing everything is in perfect order, knowing that whatever happens is happening for your betterment. So there's a different feeling, and that's what I'm talking about on this show, that vibration and how to, and honestly, that is the only thing we can control. We can't control our external circumstances, but we definitely have control over our vibration. We definitely can control, or we definitely can choose behaviors that affect our vibrations, either up or down. So that's what, in a nutshell, Reality Spirituality is about. And my favorite quote from Abraham: you cannot have a happy ending without, wait, scratch that. What is my favorite quote? You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. I was on the right track. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And with that, that is what the show is about. How to stay in tune with the universe and be aligned with the universe and have a happy journey, sweetie, because because this journey is it. This is what we have now today. I cannot wait to talk to our guest. His name is Tom Fabry. And let me tell you something, talking about living, and we're going to get into that too, because I want to ask Tom some questions, but let me just give you a little bit of info on Tom Fabry. He is a health and wellness expert. He's an entrepreneur, and this is my favorite title, Life Wrangler. Life Wrangler, what the hell is a Life Wrangler? Tom understands, and hold on a second, I'm trying to do two things at once. I'm trying to take, okay, Tom Fabry understands firsthand the heights we can attain once we give ourselves permission to dream, whether training to be a helicopter, jet pilot, climbing the world's seven summits, or diving with the great white sharks. Tom has learned to harness fear to achieve his dreams. He's an author and an international speaker, and challenged himself and his body while acquiring life lessons of inner strength, passion, and motivation. Of course, there's a lot more, but I'm going to let Tom talk to us right now. Tom, welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You sound
wonderful. I'm well.
I shouldn't even ask that question because you're wonderful.
There you go.
You're
thank
wonderful.
You for thank you for acknowledging the truth. Yes, and you know what? Honestly, Tom, we all are wonderful. It's just a matter of knowing it or not. We all are wonderful.
That's the big question, right? That's the big. We're all born geniuses, but we're educated right out of our genius. That's how I feel about it. We're educated right out of our spirituality and our genius, and you know, at some point in our lives, people are searching for that, and we're trying to get that back.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. I love to start at the beginning. In your opinion, how are we educated out of our genius? What does that mean?
Well, what I've learned is that from the moment we are born, we're God's creation. Okay, and you mentioned the first part of your show, however you want to look at that, you know, the universe or Jesus or God or whatever it is, we're these beautiful, perfect beings. And from day one, from our parents and then society, we're told, no, we can't, and it goes on and on to our education system. You know, the education system kind of slaps you and says, well, this is what you're going to do and this is what you're going to be when you grow up. You take these tests and, you know, this is your path. These are your choices. When I believe, you know, we are no limit people. There is no limits to the things that we can do. But based on society and our parents and teachers and
well, let me stop you there because I know exactly what you're saying. But this let me add to that. Let me add to it. It's not only, and you're right, we are limitless in our potential, and we are as limitless as the universe. But let me add something else. Not only our limitations, we, you know, took on this coat of limitations, if you will, or this jacket of limitations. We were not born with the ability to judge. We were even, and number one, judging ourselves. We also were not born with the ability to feel bad if we don't have a certain amount of money in the bank. We were not born with the ability to look in the mirror and not like what we see. I mean, if you put a mirror in front of a two-year-old, they're not, oh, gee, I don't like the way I look. So it even goes deeper than just limiting what we can do. All of these ways of being, these behaviors, this comparing myself to someone else, comparing, blaming, looking at someone else and pointing the finger, you're responsible for my being upset. That is, you know, I just wanted to add that because it's to me, it's even more of you can't do something. It basically, for me, it's a whole what do they call that when you get a motor rehauled? A whole new motor that has to emerge. And actually, it doesn't even have to emerge. It just, you have to peel off all of the other stuff that's been on. Peel off all the things that don't fit. Peel off all the things that you did not have when you were 2 years old. So I wanted to throw that in.
I totally agree. I agree 100%. I see it all the time, and I see it in myself at times. But, you know, and a lot of it is based on fear. And fear is a learned response. It's a learned response, and that's how we're taught early on. And not that it's society's fault or our teacher's fault or our parents' fault, because that's how they were taught also. But somewhere along the line, we need to realize the potential and everything that is within inside of us. You know, we are created by a higher power, and we have the power of the universe or the power of God inside of us. And so that's why we really are limitless, but we don't realize it. I'd say most of us don't realize it.
Right. And I like to, what I also wanted to add is not only we are the universe, we are physical extensions of the universe. The universe is nothing out there. The universe is inside. We are that power. So you're right. It is limitless. So let's get into the real nitty gritty, because one of the things I love to share with my audience is behind the scenes, I like to call it behind the scenes. Tell me, you know, in a short paragraph, I know if you can, because it's so much, your beginning, you know, I love these backstage life issues, because we all have them. So tell me what happened from the beginning. What happened with you as a young child, a young adult, and where did you find yourself in jail? Sorry to let that slip. Keep going.
No. You want to peel back the curtain. You want to look behind the curtain there.
Behind the scenes, Oz. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful story, actually. But at the time when I was going through it, it wasn't. But, I mean, I grew up in a sort of leave it to Beaver neighborhood. You know, I was the Beaver. I was that little cute kid. But I believe that I didn't have the direction, the mentoring, and the nurturing to bring forth all my potential. And so you are who you associate with. And so in my early teens, I kind of fell from grace and was hanging out in a gang, and we would get involved in gang fights, and that led to just, you know, getting into trouble and being thrown in and out of jail, drinking, drugs. And one thing led to another. I was asked to leave the service when I was in the service, you know, spent a couple of times in the brig, 30-day stints, 90-day stints in the brig, and they really couldn't.
What did you do?
Fighting. I was fighting, brawling.
Oh, fighting. Okay, so you were a fighter.
Starting fights. I was an angry young man, and those things led to homelessness, living in my car, bankruptcy, divorce, like I said, in and out of jail.
Wait a minute. Why would somebody want to divorce someone that fought and drank, and why would somebody want to divorce that person?
I have
no
idea.
I'm just...
I have no idea. Why would they want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
But those were, and I'll tell you something about, and I was married three times.
What?
You probably don't know that either.
That's so interesting. You know, the interesting thing for me about is this marriage is, why people get married. I'm not laughing because you're married three times, but it's interesting to me why people get married. And it's for me, and I can only speak for me. I share with my audience, I wanted two things in my life, to live to my potential and to be happy. And I was always searching for this feeling of being happy, searching to for this feeling of happiness. And I have to say that I thought I would find it being married. I thought I would find it marrying my, you know, this wonderful man who was as nice as pie, great guy. We're actually still friends now. You know, I really had to work with that. But looking for this feeling of satisfaction, this feeling of, and that's when when I say three times, I'm thinking looking for something, looking for a feeling, because it's really never about the person. It really is never about the other person. Okay, so you're married three times, you're in the jail, you're bankruptcy, and then tell me your lowest point where you just snapped out of it or started, not even snapped out of it, because you didn't even have to snap out of anything, but when you chose different behaviors, what was that? Tell me when you started choosing different behaviors and why.
Well, there was two events, and I'll just finish the marriage thing, because you hit it right on the head there, that searching for happiness in other people, and that doesn't work at all. You know, happiness comes from within. So, and that's what I had always been doing, and that's why we buy stuff. That's why we buy cars or jewelry, because we're looking for happiness, and stuff doesn't make us happy. But so two things happened in my life. I got a DWI one night. I was thrown in jail, and my father had to come and bail me out. And he was driving me back to his house, and he asked me, he's like, when is this all going to end? When is this all going to end? And I said, I don't know.
Use the word, Tom. We can use the word on the show. When is this shit going to end? You can use the word. Keep going. Yeah, this is
but
a reality show.
My father wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say that. He said, when is this
okay.
all going to end?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Dad.
No. But that got me thinking, and within a few years of that, I had a menial labor job working at an airport for a corporate flight department cleaning aircraft. Okay, I was a cleaner, dumping labs and cleaning and fueling airplanes, that kind of thing, $12 an hour. And I was so enamored by jets and helicopters that I finally got up the courage, and I was 28 years old at this point in my life, so pretty far down the road, and I got the courage up to ask the director of the flight operations, the head of the whole operation there, what do I have to do to learn how to fly that helicopter? I saw the lifestyle that these pilots had, and, you know, flying these jets and helicopters and a great lifestyle. And so I finally got the courage up to ask this gentleman, and he asked me, he goes, how old are you, Tom? And I said, I'm 28. He says, well, you're probably too old to start flying. And he said, where'd you go to college? And I said, I didn't. And he told me to forget about it. He said, forget about that dream. You know, it'll never happen. You're too old. You don't have any college. And so that kind of put a chip on my shoulder. And within a few weeks, I met somebody after that who said, you know, screw that guy. Don't listen to that. This is the path that I took. And you can become a pilot. And it doesn't matter how old you are or college or anything like that. And so slowly, I started taking lessons, flight lessons in helicopters, and had to work three jobs to pay for lessons. Long story short there was, you know, I went on to become a corporate helicopter pilot. Then I went on to the airlines. I became a captain at the airlines. And so, but somebody believing in me and telling me that, hey, you know, you can do anything you want to do. And that sort of made the shift. And when I made that shift, the doors started opening, if you want to call it the doors to the universe. People started coming into my life and sort of mentoring me. You know, when you're on a certain path and you're on the right path, you know, whatever you choose, and it's right and it's good and it's moral and it's done with love, those doors will, people will start coming into your life, and you know that. You know, people, these doors just open up to you. But everything is a choice, and you have to still make those choices to open those correct doors. So that's kind of really what set the path for me. But it took a long time. I was really 28 years old before anything really started to happen, and I was,
I
rock bottom.
Right. I want to say two things. This illusion of time. Time is also a man-made concept. There is no 28 is older or 58 is old. This concept of time is another man-made concept that, for me, I don't use it. I don't use it because, again, going back to the two-year-old, you know what, two-year-old, you're not walking quick enough. You're 3 years old and you're still not walking. There's something wrong. No, there's nothing wrong, and there's no concept of time. Time, in the universe, there is no time. That was the one thing I wanted to say. And the other thing I wanted to say was really interesting. You said being on the right path. I always say this to my listeners. See, there's 7.2 billion people in this world. And Tom was on the right path for him. We are all on the right path. You, my dear listener, are on the right path. And when I say that, I really mean that, because I have a question for you, Tom. If you were in charge, if you were in charge of your life, would you have planned being married three times, getting drunk, getting into gangs, fighting, DUIs, jail time, bankruptcy? Would you have planned that? It's either yes or no.
It's no.
Exactly. So, to my listeners, you don't have control over this. This is my opinion. You don't have control over what is happening. And you, every single one of you, is on the right path. The only thing that I have to do, because believe me, all the things that happened in my life, I would not have planned it. I would not have planned to be disinherited by my mother. I would not have planned to have these lawsuits that I filed against ex-husband, even though we're friends right now. I would not have planned to, the list goes on. Have two knee surgeries, and now I can't, you know, do any high impact. I wouldn't have planned any of that. But the thing is, my job and my only job is to surrender totally with the universe's plan, surrender, sit in the back seat, and let the universe drive. Everything is in order. No resisting, flow, surrender, and trust that everything is in order. So I want to say that right plan for you, Tom, is perfect. It is the right plan for you. And everybody has their, and everybody is on their right path. Every single person.
Yes, that's true. Looking back at my life, it's perfect because my life is perfect right now. Because of everything that has happened, I wouldn't change anything. That's my story, and you know. I own it and I embrace it, and it's actually a blessing in my life. And you know, some people may think that I'm kind of crazy, or it doesn't matter what other people think, obviously. But everything is perfect. And so I'm in this, you know, if you wake up every morning and you're grateful, you're in that perfect place. You know, the universe will take care of everything. And I totally believe in what you're saying, that, you know, your life will flow. Everything's a choice. So here I am. I'm in this perfect place. Here I am on this beautiful radio show with you.
Now that's the most. That's the best thing you said all morning, Tom.
Right? Yeah, of course, of course. It's true, though. How did this happen? You know, how did this happen?
Yeah, that's so funny. I want to share with my audience, and I want bullet points of what you have done. I mean, because you are an adventurer, a life wrangler. Share with my audience bullet points you have done. Because, I mean, I'm looking at your bio, swimming with sharks. Okay, so can you just kind of...
Okay.
Let our listeners know
really,
who that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. well, I've been a helicopter pilot for 20 plus years, flying celebrities around New York, you know, from Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein and John Travolta and all that. I've been a captain for 16 years at a major airline. I've worked for the Cleveland Browns, flying the owner around. I graduated culinary arts school, became a chef, certified personal trainer, nutritionist, authored a book. I've been traveling around the globe, climbing the seven summits, the highest peak on each of the seven continents. I just got back from Alaska, where I climbed McKinley. When I was in Australia, when I climbed the highest peak down there, I didn't think it was such a big deal. So I was like, well, what's down in Australia here? Well, the Great Barrier Reef. So I went shark diving, great white shark diving. So, you know, these are just a few of the things, and I have a laundry list of other adventures, you know, coming up. Going to Antarctica and climbing the highest peak down there next year. And then after that, we're going to Nepal, where I climb Everest. And then after that, I'm going to be skiing to the North Pole. And then I head to the South Pole again to ski to the South Pole. And I will become the 32nd person in the world to have done that. That's called the Adventure Grand Slam, and the 9th American to have done that. And then we're going to be diving on the Titanic, and I'm actually working up this program where I'm trying to position myself where I'm either working for Virgin Galactica, Richard Branson, or X-Corps or SpaceX to get into the space program where I'm flying one of their shuttle missions. So
I wish you could see me. Well, actually, this is streaming live. I wish you could see me because my mouth is just hanging open. I'm exhausted from the list.
Okay. Well, these are just. This is my dream. You know, when you look inside yourself, and I see, you know, I can't even imagine all the potential that I have within me. And I journal every day, and I read, and I write, and I, you know, I'm working on three other books right now. And there's, the more I learn about this myself, the more I believe that there are no limits. And it's just trying to get past these limits that we place on ourselves, that we're surrounded in society by. If we get past that, it's like, my God, we can do anything we want to do in life. And to me, it has to be done with love. Okay. You know, something about fear and love. If you cannot have fear if you have love. Okay. But most people have fear in their lives. They're fearful of everything, loss of love, or what people think of me, or you can't do this, or, you know, fear is everywhere. But if you get past that fear with courage, and that's all courage is facing your fears, and what's on the other side of fear is love. And then you can, the world,
okay,
or the universe is limitless.
One of the things I teach on my show, because we all know the concepts, get past fear. What I teach on my show is how. How do you get past fear, Tom Fabry? How?
How do I get past fear?
How did you get past fear?
Yeah, how do I do it? Okay, well, I identify it. Okay, and one of the fears that I used to have was public speaking. I had to identify, well, okay, I'm writing, and this was a couple of years ago, I'm writing a book, and if I'm writing a book, I'm probably going to have to do some speaking about it. Oh, my God. And I went back to my high school days when I'd have to get up in front of class, and I was so afraid that I would freeze. I would freeze up. So fear of getting in front of people or public speaking but down the road, I imagined myself doing that in front of large audiences. So I had to identify that fear. So then that's the first step. And the second step is journaling about it. Write out some solutions about this fear that you may have. You know, maybe one of the listeners has a fear of, how do I talk to my children about sex? You know, I mean, just, you know, a prime example.
Yeah.
And so identify it, journal about it, write out some possible solutions. And the third thing is we have to take some action. You cannot get through your fear without any, you have to take action. It's plain and simple. When I climb these mountains, yes, I have fear when I climb this last peak that I climbed. The weather was horrible and the conditions were extreme. And, you know, when I reached the summit, I just got down on my knees and I cried. I was so grateful and happy. But there was fear there almost every step of the way. But you have to take action. Moving. And what's on the other side of that fear is love. And I mean, I was filled with joy when I reached the summit, but you have to take action. Without action, mm-hmm. you're not going to get through it. So, but that's what I do.
I love that. And thank you for sharing how you were afraid on the mountain. It's interesting because I always think this is me. Everything that I have to get over, the fear is internal. This internal fear is internal, and of course it shifts to being happening in my external life. But the fear is always internal, and I contend that I can get over fear sitting in my home, not having to do anything to get over. In other words, it's really about going deep. And this is just me going deep, deep, deep within. Number one, recognizing what are the seat belts? What do I believe about myself? That's what it really is. What do I really believe about myself? Do I really believe that I'm an extension of the universe? Because if I really believe that, I would act differently. I would respond differently. And I would feel differently. So I want to share that all of the stuff that I've had to do, I've really done it alone. And then it just pours out into the world. But that's what I said. There's so many people, so many different perspectives, and there's different ways, and everyone is unique. I have a really interesting question to ask you. Of course, I think it's interesting because I'm asking it.
Okay.
What if, you ready for this? Put your seatbelt on for this one.
Okay, seatbelt on, shoulder harness.
Okay, good. Okay, got your helmet on too?
No, you better, I like to go without the helmet, okay?
Sans helmet. Okay, here we go. What if you are not able to do any of those things that you just mentioned in the future? What if, And I'm not even talking about anything happening to you. Don't even think that I'm talking about it. I'm just talking about, who knows, circumstances, maybe weather, you know, who knows what it is, external circumstances having nothing to do with you, but just things just started falling through. How would you feel? You're not able to go to the South Pole. You're not able to be the 37th person in the world. You're not able to go to the North Pole. How would you feel about yourself?
Well, I would feel fine. I would feel fine. I was asked that, it's funny, I was asked that same question. I did a radio show before I went to McKinley.
No way you're asked that question. What?
Yeah.
You're stealing my questions months before me? What? Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be fine. If I'm really living within the universe and doing my passion, and I found my purpose in life. I have, and I'm very, you know, I always, when I sign a book, when you find your purpose, you'll find your passion. And I found my passion. So, and my passion and my purpose is showing others how to live their dream life. And so just because I don't climb a mountain or do a great adventure, that doesn't define me. So, if we really are on this spiritual journey, then we should be at peace with ourselves and happy with ourselves. These external things that I do, they're just external things, you know, and I do them for two reasons. One is for self-satisfaction, to keep growing and learning and stretching myself. And the other is to show people that, hey, you can do anything you want in life. And the reason why I've chosen this path was when I left the airlines and I knew I had a bigger purpose in life, and I sat down and I journaled for weeks about my life, and I went back to my childhood, what really made me happy as a child. And what really made me happy was dreaming that I was this adventurer, this sort of Jacques Cousteau type of character. And so, but I kind of put all these things that I love to do. I love being a chef. I love writing. I love speaking. I love travel. I love flying jets and helicopters. I love connecting with people. I just love it when I change somebody's life just by talking with them. And so, I mean, if these things, if I didn't go to the South Pole and if I didn't complete the Adventure Grand Slam, that's not going to define me. You know, I'm not the car that I drive. You know, that doesn't define me. So we all have to believe that we are this infinite spiritual gift from God. You know, we are God in a sense. And so I'm totally, you know, I'm on this beautiful path, and I really believe that. So I love
that you said so many important things with that, with your answer. And I just want to go back over a couple of them. You know, you said you know your purpose, you know what your purpose is. And you also said, which is so interesting, one of the things for me, I had to discover who the hell I was. What did I like? You know, you talked about being a child and wanting to be this Jacques Cousteau type adventurer. And it sounds like you just discovered yourself, because we all are so different and we all have this. It's like, how do you compare the stars? What this star looks like is nothing to do, and what this star size, looks like, does, has nothing to do with the other star. And so we're all stars, but it's just finding ourselves and really being okay in our own skin. And you're discovering, you discovered that, hey, that gives you juice. You're passionate about it. You love it. What is that? And that's who you are. You are an adventurer. Here, I mean, of course, other things too. But I love that. I love that. And being okay, and when not only being okay, that's not what I wanted to say. Being an example. You're basically being an example to people to be themselves, whatever that is. Whatever that is.
That's correct. Whatever it is. And that's why I'm grateful for all the, I guess what society calls these missteps that I took early on in my life, because you can, whatever path you are on at this very moment, and if you are going through some struggles or some tough times or whatever it is, you can change it in an instant. And you mentioned something before about beliefs. You know, beliefs are so important. And, you know, for me right now, I mean, this is what I believe. I believe I am this infinite, spiritual, adventurous person. And maybe I'm fortunate, but I have found my purpose in life. And that is so important to individuals, everybody, to find your purpose. But I do believe that it's difficult for a lot of people, because it goes back to being educated right out of our genius, and we have to find that again. And that's one of my purposes, is to help people find their purpose based on what I'm doing. I walk my talk every day. But, you know, every day I fail too, and failure is just a learning curve. It's not something that we should be labeled with. That's just a term that I use, but it's something to look at and say, okay, well, this didn't really work, but there's always a blessing in something like that. And what's the blessing in it? And okay, I'm learning from it. You know, there are no wrong answers. So,
right.
You probably
agree with that. I agree with that. There is something that you said earlier that I do not agree with. I do not agree with, and I'm saying this with love, of course, because you know me. Saying it with love. And because this is my experience. And the circumstances, you cannot just get out of your circumstances. Because, like I said, the universe set this up. And if the universe wants you in those circumstances, if the universe wants you in the circumstances for 6 more months, guess what? Your ass is going to be in the circumstances for 6 more months. And so I do not agree that you can get out of it. What I do say, what I do tell my listeners, and what I do tell myself is, I can have a different attitude about being in the circumstances.
And
I can change
what I meant,
my...
That's what I meant by it. Absolutely. I agree. That's what I meant by that.
Oh, well. I love it. Yeah. Now I have nothing to say.
but that's what I meant. I mean, if you're going through a divorce, that doesn't mean it's going to end the moment you think, okay, I'm done with it. But you're based on your perception of how you're going to feel about the situation, you can change that in an instant.
Yes, yes. In fact, okay. So I can't believe now we're agreeing on something again. I wanted to have something that we just don't agree on, so we can get really, you know. Spiritually back and forth. Okay, let's see. What else? Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I wanted to say that it is all about your attitude. It's all about your perception. It's all about changing. You know, for me, I've discovered that there's a lot of, there were a lot of things that I just wanted. I want my own television show. I want to speak and travel. I want this. I want my book on the New York Times bestseller list. Guess what? I haven't even written it yet. And all of this stuff that I wanted, the universe is looking at me and actually laughing because they're really, they've got a great sense of humor, quite frankly. And I had to switch it up to, it's not what I want. It's whatever the universe wants for me. And because the universe's plan is bigger and greater than my own. This is what I believe, bigger and greater than what I can even imagine. I'm 57 years old. And then that's another thing. Jesus, I'm 57, and where's my shit? What's going on? Where is it? And you know what? They had to sit me down. You're on our timeline. You're not on your timeline. And totally.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So
that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so for me, I've had to let go of all of my wants and just say, okay, I'm in this great limousine. The universe is driving. I'm in the back seat. I don't have this internal. It's got to happen. I don't have this pressure to actually, Tom. I don't have pressure to do anything other than what I'm inspired to do. And I don't. That's just me.
Well, I mean, if you're inspired to, say, if you do want to have a television show, and that's for you to have your own TV show, I think it's a beautiful thing. And if the universe, you know, but you can't force anything. It just, when you try to force things, it just doesn't happen. But, you know, that's not to say that it wouldn't happen. It just, what I've found out is, you know, kind of everything in God's time and, you know, the universe kind of, you know, for you to have your own show, there may be like 20 different moving pieces where they would all have to line up. And that's, you know, that's not within your time frame. You know, it's within the universe's or God's time frame. And it may not be the right thing for you. I mean, there's a lot of variables for that. But, I do believe you're right in that case. And so that's the same with me. I have all these things that I want to do, and I journal about them and I write about them and dream about them. And it has to be in line with my purpose and my passion. And I mean, I've set these goals to have these adventures done, you know, last year, but it's not happening the way I want it to happen, but it may or it may not happen, going back to your other question. But you know, the universe has to align itself with everything that needs to, you know, for me to go to Nepal and spend 3 months over there climbing Everest, that's a big deal. There's financial aspects and time and this, you know, there's some of the weather. I mean, who knows? So it's not within my time frame. I believe it's within the universe's time frame.
You're absolutely right in that. And so you're preaching to the choir, and we agree on all of it. Sounds like on everything.
I'm sorry.
Which really is very annoying.
I'm sorry.
Come on now. Come on. Come on. What are your internal challenges right now? What pisses you off? What irritates you? Do you have anything, or are you flowing with everything?
I guess.
Do you want to reveal?
Absolutely. The one thing that irritates me internally is limitations, and I believe I'm not living to my full potential. And So, I mean, you know, every morning I get up and I journal and I dream and I think about my life and I spend time in reflection and I pray too. And I pray and, you know, looking for answers on how to grow and live my best life. And but I do struggle with the fact that I don't believe that I'm living to my full potential. And that's just my own internal mechanisms. Getting rid of old beliefs.
Yes. Well, you know what? Let me say this. This is what I've discovered. There are two voices. There's the voice of the universe, and there's the voice of the ego. And, you know, I use the word ego. There are two voices. And it sounds like when you said you're struggling with that internal not living to your potential, that's the voice of the ego. Now, the ego, yeah. I'm not saying is not, believe me, I used to be an ego hater. You know, oh, gee, I know who you are. You're up here to make me feel bad about myself and feel bad that I'm not accomplished and feel bad. And so, but now I've even switched it up. It's not being an ego hater anymore, but what it is being able to recognize which voice you're listening to. And this voice of not doing enough, the ego has a job. The ego has a job, and the ego is really, really good at its job. And that job is to make me feel bad regardless of all of the stuff that I'm doing, regardless of all of the people that I'm touching, regardless of all of the uplifting, getting on the bus, walking down the street, all of this, still feel bad. So that's the job of the ego, in my opinion, is to make you feel bad. But this is the thing. Accepting that the ego's job, so I either sit back and I say, oh, I've actually sat back and say, you know what, ego, show me what you got. Give me all of the crap that you want to tell me. Tell me everything that you believe. So there's no resisting. There's a total acceptance. But see, when I got to the point of who is going to drive, who's going to be in charge of my feelings, it's all for the universe. Because it's like putting the ego, I look at the ego as a five-year-old that just wants attention, wants to make you feel, just with a big temper. And I say, okay, would you put a five-year-old behind one of your helicopter chairs or seats? Would you let a five-year-old drive a jet? Would you let a five-year-old? No. So the ego has a place, and I know its place. And anytime I'm feeling that I'm not good, you know, I've got limits or it's not happening, I know who's talking, and I let it talk, but I know its place. That's what I wanted to share.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you there. I agree with you, and that's...
because that's not the universe telling you that you're limit, that you have limits. That's not the universe telling you that.
That's right. And so it's just another part of learning and growing and self-discovery. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think we're all on the, when we stop learning and growing and discovering things about ourselves, that's probably the day we die. And this is part of my journey of life. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And then being able to share these things is even better, you know, opening up myself and sharing these experiences, whatever it is. You know, when I tell people that, you know, in my early days, I struggled and I did this and I did that. And now I'm on this path of self-discovery and we're really limitless. You know, I gave a talk last Monday to a business group. And after the talk, several business individuals came up to me and they're like, thank you. You've given me new hope for my life. And to be able to do that, I think we all have the potential in us. We're, to me, individuals are just afraid to share and be authentic and be themselves and be transparent. And that's something that I want to share with people that, you know, we are, you can do anything. You can do anything. So, and it all starts with love. It all starts with love.
It all starts with love. It all starts with love of self. It all starts with loving yourself, and everything else falls into place. And when you are on this path of loving yourself, and regardless, and you're listening to the voice of the universe as opposed to the voice of the ego. When I say listening, because you can listen to the voice of the ego, but it depends on which one is going to be in charge of your vibration. The voice of the ego or the voice of the universe. So it's just knowing the difference. It's just knowing the difference, like the different faucet. Okay, this faucet is hot. This faucet is for cold. Just knowing the difference. And when you really know the difference and you practice knowing the difference, then the ego can say whatever it wants to say. But I love what you said, being transparent. Basically, being transparent means being yourself and being okay with all of it and not caring or wondering or even giving a hoot about what anyone thinks. Yeah, that was my owl imitation.
Yes.
just being, and that's what I love about you, Tom Fabry. That's what I love about you, that you are an open book. And you don't mind sharing even the darkest. I mean, I've used the word, the label dark, which isn't even an appropriate label. It's just a journey. You don't mind sharing the journey and let it all, expose it all.
Yeah. Well, we all have a story, right? We all have a story.
Yes.
And
Mount Everest, are you freaking kidding me? Oh, Listen, I have three words to say to you as far as Mount Everest. Three words.
Okay.
No, thank you. but I was really want to hear the story, and I really can live that through you because I've watched a lot of documentaries, and no, thank you. But it must. I mean, I can't even imagine the feeling when you're on top of that mountain. Woof.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, the top of one mountain is the bottom of another. So there's always, I like, for me, putting these big challenges in front of myself, it's a learning and growing experience. And one of the things, you know, we're put on this earth or in this universe to experience life and share and give and it's on my path right now, and I love it. I've really, because I've chosen to follow my dreams and live my purpose with passion, here I am on this wonderful radio show sharing this morning. And you know what, if you asked me a few years ago if I would be doing sharing my story on TV or on radio or speaking or doing, you know, all these things, I'd say you're out of your mind. You know, that's not me, but I've stepped into who I truly believe that I am. And I'm on this wonderful journey. And I think we all can be on this wonderful journey of life if we, choose with love and purpose and passion. You know, I think we can all be on whatever your journey is.
Right. Let me add something. You know what? I was just listening to you, and I want to add. This is what I want to add, because you're talking about climbing Mount Everest, which I listen. Believe me, I am. I've looked at documentaries. I've looked at all the people climbing. I can't even imagine, even, no. But let me share this, and it just hit me. My Mount Everest are, for me, see, my Mount Everest are different for you, this is my Mount Everest. My Mount Everest is experiencing something that is wrong. When I say wrong, okay let me just be specific. I was owed an amount of money. I was owed $147,000. And the company only wanted to give me, listen, this is their offer. Well, we're only going to offer you $40,000. Now, I'm owed $147,000, and we're only going to give you $40,000. Oh, really? Then I sent my little note. This just happened this year. I sent my little notes and my little, I'm a really good letter writer. And my background is a background of fighting. Fighting and always, and when I say fighting, I mean you cannot wrong me. It cannot be unfair. My whole thing is justice. And justice and what's right. And so then I wrote a little, I can't accept $40,000. You owe me $147,000. Then I get another letter and saying $85,000, and that's it. Now I write another letter to the corporate office threatening, this is just my story, threatening going to court. I know I could win it. I work in a law office. I work in a law office. I've been working in the legal field for 17 years. It's an easy case. I can win it. And they said, nope, then take us to court. Now, like I said before, I've been to court a lot of times for small claims, superior court, blah, 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 blah. Always won. Always. Well, actually won, I did not. But no fear of going to court. No fear of fighting. And the universe told me, this is just a few months ago, accept the $85,000 and be done with it. What? But it's not right. No, and I can win. And they said, you've been fighting. And this is not the first example thrown into my face. They wanted me to stop with this fighting mentality. Fighting. Stop it. You've been doing it all your life. Wouldn't it feel, let us fight. You don't have to fight anymore. We want you to accept $85,000. And guess what? We want you to be happy about it. And do you know, that was my Mount Everest, because I struggled with that. Oh my goodness! If you really knew who I was, and my son knows who I am, and I cried and I talked to him about it, struggled with it, and they said, "Nope, give it up." We want you to be okay with whatever happens. Stop fighting.
Yeah.
That was my Mount Everest. So that's the kind of things that I have to do, and it's in, like I said, it's specific to me, my challenges.
And, we all have challenges every day, and like I said, I use climbing as a metaphor for challenges, mountain climbing, climbing Everest or the highest peaks, or, we all have challenges. And people want to know, well, how do you climb these mountains? How do you climb the highest peaks? And it's one step at a time, one step at a time. And that's how you take on, how do you build a great family? How do you build a great business? How do you build a relationship? One step at a time. Just, take it day by day, one step at a time. So, I mean, that's how you do anything. And you know, I've learned along the way, too. You know, I set a goal a few years ago to climb the seven summits, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to do it in 1 year. And, you know, that didn't happen. I did four in 1 year, but it wasn't right. You know, the universe wasn't aligned. Everything wasn't in its place the way it should have been. So, but I'm still on this journey. And this journey is, it's bigger than I could have even imagined. So mm-hmm. everything has to be in alignment, just like, you know, the $85,000, you know, you didn't get the 147, but the universe was telling you something else. You know, this is probably what you should be doing, taking the 85,000 or whatever it was, because who knows, maybe that company was going bankrupt in the next couple of months, and if you fought it even longer, you would have ended up with zero. I mean, I don't know. I'm just kind of speculating, but
right. Well, for me, it wasn't even about the money. The universe wanted me to change. They wanted me to shift. They wanted me to shift my focus of what I'd been doing most of my life, and they wanted me to let go of it. They wanted me to let go of stuff that does not serve me, and fighting, and even when I say fighting, even though it's right, is just, they wanted me to let go of things that don't serve me anymore. But you know what? This has been a fascinating hour, and we've come to the end of the hour. Please tell everyone where they can find you on the web.
Okay. On the web, Tom, T-O-M, Fabry, F-A-B-B-R-I.com, TomFabry.com. And or they can email me at Tom@TomFabry.com. And you can get all the information on my website. We're redoing some things, and I'm connecting with some PR and branding people now that want to take me to another level, which I'm pretty excited about. Take me to a new Everest, you know, some new heights and new adventures and more books. We have more books coming out, which we're excited about. So there's all these wonderful things, but you can find me at TomFabry.com.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much for being on Reality Spirituality, Tom. It has been such a nice conversation and so much great information. I just loved having you as a guest, and I will speak to you after the show. We have a couple more things to talk about, but let me end the show. I want to thank all of you for listening to Reality Spirituality. If you want to find out about the coaching programs that I offer, you can go to my website at Rebecca Norrington, RebeccaNorrington.com, and go to the private sessions tab. And if you like to receive my free monthly newsletter, you can go, actually it's not monthly, it's bi-monthly, you can go to info@RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. You can read my blog at rlnblog.com. And until next time, until next Saturday, Saturday and Sunday, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You are always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend, and remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I love you all. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
On now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Get spiritual.
Now,